Ladies and gentlemen, once again, good morning and welcome from me. Welcome to our first annual accounts press conference at the BMW Welt, the first event of this kind here in this venue. 1 million visitors have already visited this building. In fact, we received our millionth visitor last week. And in particular, this building is an investment for our customers, an investment in our customers, you might say, who can experience the BMW brand and our products here. Our success rests on the great popularity of our three brands, BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce, and their products. This popularity is also the foundation of our corporate achievements in the 2007 business year. So to put it in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, 2007 was a good business year for the BMW Group. And indeed, our facts and figures support this claim. What have we achieved? We've achieved new retail records for all three brands. We've achieved record revenues. We have the best earnings ever before EBIT, that is, before interest and taxes. We have the best profit before taxes, adjusted for the book gain from the Rolls-Royce exchangeable bond. We have an improved return on capital employed in the automobiles segment, and we remain the world's most successful manufacturer in the premium segment. The BMW Group has met its 2007 targets. We've achieved everything we had promised. And indeed, let me outline the key facts and figures for fiscal 2007. First of all, automobile retail. For the first time in the history of the company, the BMW Group sold more than 1.5 million cars in the year under report, 9.2% more than in 2006. More customers around the world, therefore, have decided for a BMW Group car than for any other premium car, that is, from any other premium manufacturer. All three brands, BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce, once again achieved record sales, and BMW is the world's best-selling premium brand. Then motorcycle retail. In 2007, more than 102,000 BMW motorcycles were delivered to customers, an increase by 2.4% over the previous year. Then, as the third point, financial services. Again, this segment recorded dynamic growth rates of the under report. Overall, the number of financing and leasing contracts with dealers and customers, end customers, were up 15.8%, bringing the total figure to more than 2.6 million by the end of the year. So how is this development reflected by our financial results? First, profit before taxes. At 3.87 billion euros, group earnings fell short of last year's record level by 6.1%. But as you know, our 2006 earnings included the positive effect from an exchangeable bond in shares of Rolls-Royce PLC in London. Adjusted for this book gain, we achieved profit before taxes above the 2006 level, which means that we again have met our target. The second point, our net profit. For the first time ever, we surpassed the mark of 3 billion euros, 3 billion euros in the year under report, equal to an increase by 9% compared with fiscal 2006. So you see that we've achieved a lot in 2007, many things, many achievements we can be proud of. And we obviously want our shareholders to participate in this success with a significantly higher dividend. At the annual general meeting, the Board of Management and the Supervisory Board will propose to increase the dividend by approximately 51% to €1.06 per common stock. This increased dividend reflects our intention to put greater emphasis on the needs of the owners of the company's equity. This is a first step. Many members of our workforce also benefit from our employee stock program. Despite the success we made in 2007, we must not forget that we are facing tremendous challenges ahead of us. First of all, these include stricter emission standards in different parts of the world. Then we have the negative impact of currency exchange rates and a further price hike of raw materials. So we must be properly prepared for these challenges ahead of us. The BMW Group is the most successful European car manufacturer, premium manufacturer in the USA, which is why we, of course, are affected more strongly than our competitors by a weak dollar, competitors who sell far fewer cars in the USA than we do. In the course of 2007, the US dollar depreciated again by almost 10% against the euro. We're therefore moving at full speed, and I emphasize this, at full speed to achieve greater independence from the dollar. In the long run, in the long run, our positive performance in the world's largest car market will once again result in higher contributions to our operating earnings. Because with stricter emission laws taking effect, we will be able to offer the American customers environmentally friendly premium cars, and this will enhance our strong position even further. In 2007, the rally in raw material prices continued with further increases for metals and, in particular, precious metals. The average price of a barrel of crude oil went up 10% last year, and overall energy costs also rose dramatically. 2007 was the year in which the environmental message really hit home, where it really became an important point of public debate. And as you know, the BMW Group, more than any other car company, has taken up the cause of climate protection. In fact, we laid the foundation for this purpose back in the year 2000. Ever since, we've applied a variety of innovative measures to consistently reduce the fuel consumption of our cars. In other words, we started to step up our investment in R&D earlier than any other premium manufacturer, because otherwise we would not have been able to launch a comprehensive program such as BMW Efficient Dynamics. On average, in the last few years, we've invested several hundred million euros each year in environmentally friendly technologies. And in future, we also wish to be able to offer better answers for reducing emissions. At the same time, we will streamline our processes in research and development in order to operate at an R&D ratio between 5 and 5.5%. That is the corridor we're talking about. So again, to put it in a nutshell, we are continuing to invest intelligently in our future, because we're convinced that there will not be an alternative to the automobile in the decades to come. People wish to decide themselves when to travel, whom and what to take along, which road, which route to take, when and how often to stop on the way, and where exactly to arrive in the end. Individual mobility, therefore, will remain a basic necessity, a basic need of mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, the BMW Group has developed very well in the last few years. We've almost doubled our sales between 2000 and 2007. Despite increasing external burdens, as the second point, we've always maintained our high level of earnings, and the emphasis here is on the word always maintained. Then we've strengthened our international presence as well, because today we operate 41 sales subsidiaries and 23 production locations in 12 countries. With this in mind, given these achievements, you may want to know why we've carried out a strategic realignment, why we wish to further improve our level of efficiency, and how this high level of earnings goes together with our savings efforts. These questions, of course, are justified also in the light of the current debate on corporate responsibility, the responsibility of companies and managers. Our number one strategy outlines the roadmap for the BMW Group's long-term development. This is our main responsibility, to work to the benefit of our share owners and our employees. That is the responsibility we bear. All the activities, all the measures we are taking, therefore, refer to the four pillars of our strategy. First, growth. The second pillar, shaping the future. The third strategic pillar, profitability. And fourth, access to technologies and customers. Allow me to comment on two of these pillars. First, shaping the future. Today, we have the best technology, that is, we, the BMW Group, have the best technology in the market to reduce CO2 emissions. Our current lineup of models includes 22 BMWs and 5 Minis, which emit less than 140 grams of CO2 per kilometre. In 2007, we sold 450,000 vehicles equipped with efficient dynamics in Europe alone. This year, we will raise this number considerably once again to a total of approximately 830,000 units, 700,000 BMWs and 130,000 Minis. This way, our customers will save 150 million litres of fuel compared with 2006, which corresponds to a reduction in carbon emissions of 373,000 tons. We are the only car maker with a strategy that has such a far-reaching effect, and by the end of 2008, we will have reduced our fleet's carbon emissions in Europe by 25% from the levels in 1995. However, there are limits to what physics can do, there are limits to what we can do, even with the ultimate driving machine, and so it will not be possible to take this progress further only by implementing new technologies. We therefore expect decision makers in Brussels to introduce long-term solutions. All sectors of industry must make a contribution to lowering carbon emissions, including the automotive industry, of course, and we accept our responsibility, as you clearly see from our facts and figures. Within the automotive industry, and this is very important to me, ladies and gentlemen, all manufacturers have to make their contribution. Emissions have to be reduced on both small and large cars. This issue concerns premium and volume manufacturers alike, for what really counts is to provide the maximum environmental benefit as a whole. In the end, the automotive industry can only reduce emissions in the traffic sector further by cooperating. That is, if all manufacturers and all segments are included. And let me emphasize here that we would like to thank the German government for taking such a firm stance in this respect. The BMW Group is further working at top speed to create dynamic cars that are also environmentally friendly, because our customers want both. This year, we're introducing state-of-the-art low-emission diesel cars in all 50 US states. I know that you might have heard this before, but our diesel cars can bear comparison with today's hybrids in every respect. The Mini Cooper diesel, for example, emits exactly the same amount of carbon dioxide as the Toyota Prius, 104 grams per kilometre, and at the same time, the Prius is 5,500 euros more expensive in its basic version than the Mini Cooper diesel. And which car is more fun to drive? That's something I'll leave you to decide. But anyway, we have driving fun on the one hand, driving pleasure on the one hand, and top performance in terms of the environment and ecology on the other. They do not exclude each other. In 2009, we will launch the first BMW hybrid, which will require 20% less fuel than a comparable car with a combustion engine. And what is also conceivable in the context of hybrid, you've seen only recently at the Geneva Motor Show. Here, by combining a diesel engine with a hybrid transmission, and this again is a very interesting example, ladies and gentlemen, by introducing this combination, a large SAV such as the X5 requires only 6.5 litres of fuel. The question is asked, can such cars still be built and sold today? And my answer is, it depends on the technology that is within the engine compartment. And this outlook into the future means just 6.5 litres of fuel for a vehicle such as the X5. So what else will the future bring? As part of the new strategy, a new organisational unit called Project I is working on completely new car and mobility concepts for megacities at BMW. This project, by the way, is fully independent and is even free to act beyond the usual BMW structures wherever necessary. The task, the brief of the Project I team, is to present specific solutions by the first half of the next decade. Whether this will require a fourth brand or whether this will be done under our existing brands will be decided at a later date. It is not yet clear which alternative drive system, based on which technology, will come out on top in future. This is why we have decided to focus on a wide range of technological options. The challenges of future mobility will, after all, require customized solutions. And the electric motor is also an option we're looking at, since it does not only work at zero emissions, but now also comes with technology sophisticated enough to combine such environmental compatibility with sheer driving pleasure. And this is one of the reasons why we're evaluating the option of launching a battery-powered car. A decision, in fact, on this vehicle will be taken this year. Now let me move on to the second pillar. The second strategic pillar, profitability. Improving profitability, as already emphasized, is another pillar of our strategy. And let me emphasize it again here. Let me underline that profitability, ladies and gentlemen, is of course essential to secure our successful future. It provides us with the financial means required and it guarantees our independence. It is our goal to take capital efficiency and profitability to a new level by 2012. We are convinced that a company which develops and builds only premium products must deliver an above average rate of return as well. Shareholders are entitled to receive an adequate interest on their investment. This is a fair demand in a social market economy, just like the request of employees to have to enjoy job security. All divisions within the BMW Group are contributing to our profitability targets. Our production network, to give you just one example, set up new records in terms of efficiency in 2007, improving efficiency by more than 10%, despite a new record of 16 new models introduced into the market, 16 start-up of production. And in the next few years, we plan to raise our productivity target from 5% today to 7 or 8% improvement each year. The greatest potential for future efficiency enhancements lies in the cost of materials, which are the lion's share of costs within the company. And indeed, allow me to make a personal remark here. Over the course of the years, cooperation between the BMW Group and their supplier network has grown into a successful innovation partnership. This is why we give our suppliers a fair and square deal. Of course, our purchasing division negotiates prices with suppliers, but it is even more important to us to examine their costs, the suppliers' costs, and our own requirements carefully, as I said, together with our suppliers, joining forces in this way. This approach has helped us strengthen the cooperation with the supplier network in the last couple of months, and our experience shows that the interface between supplier and in-house value creation offers considerable potentials which we plan to tap for our mutual benefit. It is our goal to keep up our top level of quality, to maintain this top level, while saving costs at all stages of the supply chain. We expect a lot from these efforts, and indeed, both partners stand to benefit in the process. Another issue in improving profitability is our knowledge management. To meet the various challenges ahead, we need highly qualified specialists and executives. Requirements, of course, are changing. Just consider the mobility concepts for megacities we are working on, or intelligent solutions in the field of hybrid or electric drive systems. So implementing all our plans will require us to align our knowledge structures to these new requirement profiles. This, in turn, means that first, we want to work with the most creative minds, which means we'll continue taking on new employees where strategically required, creating 500 new jobs this year alone. At the same time, we'll keep on training a large number of young people at the BMW Group. On the other hand, and I think the example of production has already confirmed this, we're becoming increasingly efficient, and this enhancement of efficiency in fiercer competition among manufacturers and worldwide competition gives us, of course, greater challenges, which cannot be avoided. Which means, on the one hand, that we need fewer people, fewer employees. As we communicated a few weeks ago, we plan worldwide to pay severance pay to 3,000 employees worldwide in a request for them to leave the company. But at the same time, we're taking on or creating new jobs where required. And therefore, in this way, we want to ensure employment, we want to ensure job security in Germany and our international locations in the long run. We are one of the most international companies in our industry. Four, indeed, out of five BMW Group cars are exported from Germany. So we're committed to Germany as our industrial base. This is where our roots are. This is where our heart is and will remain. In 2008, ladies and gentlemen, we wish to continue our successful development, but we must not forget that external burdens such as currency fluctuations and the prices of raw materials will impact our earnings. In addition, in 2008, we'll see particular uncertainties due to the effects of the subprime crisis in the USA. This might indeed lead to a slowdown of the US economy, which would also hurt the whole automotive industry. Still, we have set ourselves, once again, ambitious targets for the 2008 business year. We wish to achieve record sales with all three BMW Group car brands. We want to stay in the lead as the world's most successful premium car manufacturer. We plan to outperform last year's earnings before taxes, adjusted for the book gain from the Rolls-Royce exchangeable bond in 2007. And in 2008, in fiscal 2008, we seek to improve the quality of our earnings. This will also be reflected by our key performance figures, such as return on sales and return on capital. Our strategy details are clearly set forward through long-term goals. In 2012, we plan to achieve a return on capital employed of 26% in the automobile segment, again 26%, as well as an EBIT-based return on sales of 8-10% in the automobile segment. Keeping these goals in mind, allow me one final remark. It's not over till it's over. There have been several times in which one or the other company in our business was very euphoric. But what matters most is who achieves the goals over the long term and can hold that position. For all of us at the BMW Group, therefore, one thing holds true. We will continue to deliver our promises. Thank you very much.